But he blanked like he knew it all. You say he didn't know what was going on, but he sure, you know, somebody who was maybe a smart aleck, you say
he didn't know all.
He didn't know what was going on, but he
acted like he was. He's a know all. I've heard that expression.
You might be in the house and you were you left your best pencil on the desk and you came back and didn't find it. You might say, I bet somebody
took
my pencil. Other words, somebody must have. Okay, you go in.
I misplaced it. I thought I put it down. Misplaced it.
You go into the family and you say,
who's got my pencil?
Yeah, or which one of you? Which one of you? Filch?
No, no, Filch. Never used that term in this section. Never heard it used.
You must have a better memory than I do, he would say, because I can't, or you might say, you got a better memory than I do.
I don't recall.
Now, you might say, I had just blanked him a letter. I just
wrote him a letter.
Just wrote him a letter. And, I expect pretty soon a
reply.
Yeah. It's time I get an answer. And you put the letter in the envelope and you take your pen and
you write the address on it.
Okay.
You address it.
You address it?
Yeah.
Now, a child might have learned something new, a surprising new word, say, or surprising new something, and his parents might ask him, who was it that, who blank you how to do that?
Who taught you?
Who taught you how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asks you if you put up a new fence yet or something like that, and you say, or if you torn down that house yet, you say, no, I hadn't done it yet, but I'm intending to. Now, what do children call somebody who was always running and telling on?
Tattletale.
On the others.
Tattletale.
Okay. What about a woman who would get on the phone and always call the neighbors? She'd be called a...
Mm-hmm. On the party line. There's a word for that, but I just can't think of that.
Yeah. You have a party line?
Put my head over there.
Yeah. She'd be called a what? She's just an old... you ever have a gossip?
Yeah, you could use that term. Depends if she gossiped over the phone.
Would she be telling the truth?
I've heard that expression, but not too often. She has a bad case of phonitis. But you never heard that?
Yeah.
Bad case of phonitis.
Now, something you might give a child to play with.
How old?
Oh, just a young child. You might
rattle.
Okay. You'd call that a what?
A toy.
Just a little play.
A toy.
Yeah, or play.
Play toy, that's all.
Play pretty?
No play pretty, no.
What was a play pretty?
No, I don't know. I never heard that time.
All right. I'm glad I picked my umbrella up, you might say, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
rained. Well, the sun came out.
We just gone just a little ways down the road and
the rain or the sun. That's the only sun came out. That's the only thing you take an umbrella for.
Okay. Now, when you were young, did you ever put up a stalk in the ground and make that kind of thing that would go
seesaw?
Seesaw?
Yeah.
you get on it and start.
Mm-hmm.
Start what?
Seesawing.
Seesawing, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the ones that you maybe tie.
Swing,
okay. And the ones that would go around?
Yeah.
That was called a.
I really don't know. I never had one of those, so I really don't know.
Okay. Now, you can't get in there, you might say. The highway department has got their machines in there, and the road is all...
It's under construction.
The road's all what?
Rutted.
You know how it is when they're working on the road here, and it gets all...
Well, most of them say it's all messed up.
Tore up.
You can use many ways